Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners. What just happened?
I just moved it forward a little
bit. Move it forward? All right. Our great listeners, especially our service men and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. If you're not in Starkville, if you're not in Tupelo, no problem. Just go online, strangebrewcoffeehouse.com, get it delivered right to your door. You can enjoy a delicious hot cup of Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning with a quick trip to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that
beef,
it is what's for dinner. Cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. And this weekend was nice for cooking out because you had like those late afternoon thunderstorms that sort of cooled everything down for you. So if you could get in and out before that, or you know, start after that, that was fantastic. Down in the like the low 80s, high 70s, beautiful thing. It means you can get the grill nice and hot and not have to die out there.
Yeah, my mom just made beef for dinner tonight. Actually,
oh, what'd you make?
We had hamburgers. We had corn.
I haven't had a burger in a while.
And I need a burger. It was great, man.
I ate a burger restaurant on Friday here in town. So
which one?
They don't advertise with us, so we're not gonna do that. But I mean, let's just put it this way: the word burger's in the name, so we'll just say that. But it was great. It was great, like it always is. So if you don't want to cook, there's always a great burger. There's always a great steak wherever you live here in the state of Mississippi. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything maroon and white, everything Mississippi State, they've got it at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Sheller. You can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Whatever you've got to get to let people know that you are a Bulldog, you can get it at College Corner. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now, more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. Well, you need to talk to the bankers at Priority One Bank, bankers that know you by name, not just by your account number. Bankers that are going to provide a level of service that you can only get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Before we get too deep into the show here, I want to give a quick shout-out to one of our longtime loyal listeners, Corey Pilkington, who was kind enough. Are you wearing it?
No. No.
I'm just in a T-shirt and a pair of gym shorts, so I'm not,
that's kinda, wearing, that's what I'm into.
Not wearing a fancy watch. But he sent Carlo and I a couple of his awesome watches, new maroon and white one for me, a crimson and cream one for our friend Carlo for the Indiana Hoosiers. If you want to get an awesome gift, if you're a watch person, check him out on Instagram at HiveTime. He does custom watches specifically catered to college sports fans. So if you're a Bulldog, an Ole Miss Rebel, an LSU Tiger, he's got some stuff there. Check it out online. Instagram page is Hive Time, and you can DM him, and he's willing to put you together a really awesome watch. Thanks again, Corey. We really, really appreciate it. I have three of them now. I feel like a rich person.
You're like Thanos. You almost got all the.
I don't think I want six watches.
Yeah, but shout out, Corey. I follow you on Twitter. You haven't followed me back yet. But I wanted to thank you. Yeah. That was the reason I followed you. I'm
it was
sure
really
you
cool.
Now you listen to it. So thank you. It looks sweet. I showed my family and my friends. They all think it looks great. I went to Bloomington today, actually, and I could not feel more IU-themed.
There you go.
I have the watch on my wrist to always remind me of the 2025 National Champions. If you guys
it's always – it's you know, Signetti would tell you, it's always winning time with him. So
it is always winning time. So thank you, Corey. It's awesome. I appreciate the gift.
I was really shocked to see when they released the coaches poll the other day that Indiana was sixth. Shocked. But what was funny about that was that they had the second most first place votes. So that really means that there were probably two or three people who voted, who either voted them like 25th or didn't vote them in at all. Because with 14 first place votes, they should have been second, but
Well,
they were sixth.
pencil Barry Odom as one of those, obviously.
Oh, what did he? Oh, Purdue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
Did he
figure.
admit to that?
No, but it's just, I mean, it's
Okay.
speculation.
I
You
mean,
know what
yeah.
I mean? It, yeah.
I mean, it's his SID. It's not really him. So, what are your thoughts on the new Purdue athletic director?
That quote I did, I put the gif of the guy painting his face like a clown.
Oh,
I mean, that's a crazy thing to say.
that's a
What
crazy
was
thing to say.
funny
Yeah.
is he said on McAfee the next day that was a mistake. Yeah, no, it's a mistake. I mean, they won this year the
They are
national
the current
championship.
reigning national champions of football. Yeah, sorry.
Cincinnati might actually dump 100 on them this year now.
I mean, what did you say the combined score of the first two Old
It
Oaken
was
buckets have been with him?
66-0, and then it was 53-3.
Yeah, I feel bad for Purdue this year. They're gonna take a 70 piece on that one, I think. So, all right, let's move into Mississippi State preseason camp underway. It's not fall camp, as I had to tell Jeff Lebby earlier today.
I learned
We've
that lesson
talked.
too.
Oh, now,
I learned that lesson too.
I
I
mean,
said fall camp, my
what is
tweet.
fall about it? Isn't there no fall?
No, I
It's
mean,
hundred
it's a good
degrees
point.
outside.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And so got to talk to Lebby on Thursday after the first round of practices, players the past couple of days. The thing that has stood out to me is, and it goes back to something I talked about coming out of media days that we talked about the on Mississippi State's day, is the confidence level is high here in Starkville. It really is. When you talk to these players, they feel very good about what they're doing. They feel really good about where they are as a team. Talking to Lebby today, I went ahead and just give you guys a little inside baseball. I went ahead and recorded our interview for Tuesday's Sports Talk Mississippi. We'll go into more detail about the show here in Starkville this Tuesday, but I've already got the Lebby interview lined up. But he talked about, how his team is, he's seeing the things early on that you want to see, that he has seen from successful teams in the past. He loves the way that this team kind of corrects its own mistakes, that they don't wait for coaching to do that. They make a mistake and they immediately, the next rep, they're fixing it. Had a chance to talk to Isaac Smith for that's going to be on Tuesday's show. And he said the same thing. He was like, I try to find two things I do wrong every practice and correct them. And I mean, that's a really good sign to me. I'm struggling. I'll just tell you, Carlo, I'm struggling not to have wool on this one. All right. I feel like I want to believe. I'm gonna let it continue to play out before I dive in. All right. I'm gonna let a couple games happen, but I really do like the confidence I'm hearing from Lebby and from his players that when we're getting a chance to talk to him after practice.
And I remember after day one, too, he said that this is the best roster and the best staff that he's had in his 3 years here. And I mean, there's no doubt. I think that is very true, considering, obviously all the changes and the players they've brought in. The confidence is definitely, it bled over into the first week of fall, excuse me,
How
preseason
dare you?
practices. It bled in for sure. And to say or that thing you just talked about with Isaac Smith, where he's, that's one of the best guys on the team. That's one of the captains. He was at media days last year. I mean, that is one of the for him to say, I'm looking for two things that I mess up every day at, is indicative of also not just his play too, but he's got to be in the right spots. But it also means that other people are in the right spots, because if he's messed up, then he's probably in where someone else is. So it shows that the secondary is really gelling together. I mean, obviously you've got Kelly Jones, and then you've got Isaac Smith, two guys that have played great football already for state. But it also shows that the transfers are, getting in the swing of things of this Arnett scheme and everything. And they still have, what, almost a month left, a little bit less
A little
than a
less
month
than a
for
month,
their
yeah.
first game. So, I mean, they'll also have time, I guess, one game to really figure it out, because Minnesota's a big game too. But
Huge game.
that's indicative of not just Isaac Smith as well. I think that's indicative of the defense as a whole, of that, they see the numbers. They hear what Brian Haydad and Carlo Verone have to say about their defense. According to Kelly Jones, it's never ending.
Kelly Jones is always listening, apparently.
Yeah, shout out to Kelly for supporting us. Good
We
job of
appreciate you.
job on the field so far. Anyway, but I mean, they hear what we say. They know the numbers. I mean, was it 2 years ago? It was 35 a game. Last year is close to 30. They try to get that down. They know that this is better than they've got. Good. They have the players this year. I think the difference between this year and other years is they actually have the guys that can. I am more confident in going into my confidence level going into this year way higher than last year, and I think the players would agree as well.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the case. I also think that, and Lebby talks about this with me, is that the competition's just better this year because you've got, as you mentioned, the better roster. Last year, I don't know how much real competition there was for a lot of the starting jobs because you had one guy who was an SEC quality player and the next guy was not, just not. And so you could give the illusion of, oh, well, yeah, he's the, we've got to practice hard and do. But in reality, you could have probably penciled in three quarters of the starting lineup on for game one 2 weeks before the start of the season, just because you just didn't have the guys. This time around, yeah, there are some guys you can pencil in, right? Kamario Taylor is going to be the quarterback. Kelly Jones is going to be out there on the field. Yeah, Kelly Jones is going to be out there on the field as one of the corners. Isaac Smith will be out there, But everywhere, there's a lot of real competition. Obviously, every spot on the offensive line is wide open. They got to find the right five guys there.
Outside of Anthony Evans, you cannot pencil in any of the starting receivers.
You can't, And we got the chance to talk to Evans last night. And you talk about confidence. It just oozes out of him. He is convinced that not only is this team going to be successful, but that he's going to be an 80-plus catch receiver this year. He's talking about breaking every record Mississippi State has, and I really do believe he thinks he can do it. So you've got all that working for you, and you've got real depth this year for a change. Year one, zero depth, zero depth. Last year you had some, but by the end of the season it was all used
I
up.
also got screwed by injuries early that last year.
Yeah.
End of the year was a bunch of guys that had no business being on the field.
Right. This
With
year,
all due respect.
there's some spots where if the starter goes down, yes, you'll be in some real trouble. But, especially when people talk about quarterback, I remember last year
That's
when
every team, though. That's
well, I
every
remember
team.
last year. What's kind of funny is last year was it was that was what that was the big narrative about Ole Miss was, well, what if Austin Simmons gets hurt? And what I was always telling people was, well, that's true of 99% of the teams in college football, right? If your starting quarterback gets hurt, you're probably screwed. Ole Miss was the 1% in that one. They were the outlier of outliers that the guy behind Austin Simmons was an All-American. But by and large for Mississippi State, they've got guys where if Fluff Bothwell goes down,
Oh.
I got questions there. But I believe that J.J. Hill, Cooper Crosby, Colin Wilson, and Lebby mentioned Xavier Gayton. I guess they haven't, I'm glad they haven't given up on him yet because I think he's talented. He certainly provides a speed element that Fluff isn't going to provide, that I don't think J.J. Hill or Cooper Crosby are necessarily going to provide either. I think those guys are more between the tackles, move the chains kind of running backs. Defensively, the attitude really starts with Arnett, right? That is a guy, you got your first real taste of him on Monday. I mean, we use the term football guy kind of as a joke sometimes or as a cliche, but that's what Zach Arnett is. He is a football guy.
I can't imagine anything else he does in his life that is not like bone nose serious. Like,
The few times I have gotten him to crack a joke, it's like seeing a unicorn. It's like
he is so intense. He
he
is
is.
like,
Even in the most simple, but that's something Mississippi State needed. It lacked that last year. They lacked intensity. I did not feel it really. They had some flashes, right? I thought the first half against Texas, that defense played really, really well. They played
yeah.
well in spurts throughout the year. But by the end of the season, they weren't playing well at all. And I just felt like the intensity wasn't there. And bringing a guy in like Zach Arnett, who I don't remember who was it the other day that we talked to? I forget who it was, but they didn't use the word intensity. I think they talked about violence. And yeah, and that's what I'm saying. And, violence, not in the terms of they're just trying to beat people up or anything, but violence in terms of get to the ball fast with bad intentions and we're not here to do anything but make life miserable for the guys on the other side of the ball. And State has lacked some of that attitude. And, when you think about Mississippi State and defense, that's always been a calling card for Mississippi State. To see, that's been the most painful part of the last 2 years, is watching Mississippi State, a school that my entire life basically has been at least competent on defense, at the very minimum, right?
Hey,
They've had some great defenses.
Here in the crowd today.
But
great to see you, brother.
What are you doing? Who are you talking to?
That was my Twitter just randomly went off. Can you guys hear that?
I heard it.
That was the Adam Vinatieri thing, if you guys saw it. I don't know why.
I'm glad you didn't get to any of the jokes he made. That would have ruined our family show.
It was the McAfee one. I had my hands up here. I don't know why it went off. Sorry, continue. But the intensity, yes. Arnett's definitely bringing
that. That was the most painful part of the last 2 years, was watching this defense just struggle like that. Especially, the first year was so bad. You were just like, if they don't score 60 points today, they're not going to win. And last year, there were moments where they were better, but by the end of the season, it was just all falling apart. I really do think, we've talked a few times about three things that have got to happen for State to be good this year, to be 7-plus wins, to maybe even be an 8 or 9 win team. And that's Taylor being a not just good, but great quarterback. Yeah, you got to come out of the phone booth a little bit. Defense has got to be improved. Top half of the SEC, can they be? I mean, when we say top half, even if they were a 9th or 10th, that is a massive step forward.
And what are they, 15th, 16th last year?
They were 16th and 15th is in the 2 years under Hutzler. And how they weren't 15th, 16th last year, I don't know. Arkansas was just so bad last year. And then the offensive line. And, if again, doesn't have to be the 85 Bears or anything out there. It's just got to be a average offensive line. And having a quarterback like Taylor can elevate average to good, and you're just kind of off and running from there. I understand the optimism. I'll just say that. I've said this a few times. If you're a Mississippi State fan that right now wants to be optimistic and you want to look at this from a perspective of the things I just laid out, and you're like, I believe Kamario Taylor is going to be a high-ceiling quarterback, and I believe this offensive line is going to be improved, and I believe this defense is going to be better. That's why I'm saying this team is going to win 8 games this year. If you want to be that, I'm not going to argue you down. Now, I want to see some games. That's just me. You guys have been with me for a long time. We've been doing this together on these podcasts for a long time. You know that I'm just not going to just blindly jump into the rainbow and hope for the best. I got to see it with my own two eyes. But I understand the reasons for optimism around Mississippi State, and I understand why nationally it's not a huge buzz, but there are some people nationally who are saying this Mississippi State team could surprise some folks. And, that's the first step. That's the first step to being good again, is to surprise somebody. And because when you say they're going to – if you say the sentence, Mississippi State is going to surprise someone, what you're saying is Alabama, LSU, Oklahoma, Texas, Ole Miss, they're going to win one of those games. Because those are the surprises, right? State beating Vanderbilt at home, not a huge surprise. State beating Auburn at home, not a huge surprise, right? They might be an underdog in that game right now, but if they win that game, it's not a huge surprise. Missouri, South Carolina, Minnesota, these are not big surprises if State wins these games. The five that I just mentioned, those are the big surprises. And if they can get one of those and they can win those other games, the three non-conference, and they can beat Missouri and South Carolina and Auburn, Vanderbilt, well, then you got something. And then you go into year four with Jeff Lebby and Kamario Taylor coming back, and the sky's the limit. That's kind of where we are with Mississippi State. Everybody in the country is ready for games to start. Mississippi State really needs games to start so we can see with our own two eyes what this team really, really is.
I want games to start. Talking about people.
Well, I just want games to start, period. Yeah.
I want to start. Actually, week one, I'm hitting a doubleheader. I'm hitting both State and Ole Miss games, which would be cool.
What time is Ole Miss playing?
Well, they're playing.
Oh, no, it's on Sunday. It's on Sunday. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh, you're going to Nashville?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you an address to this donut shop. I want you to bring back some donuts.
Well, here's the problem. I'm not coming back to Starkville after that. I'm going back here. I know, buzz killer, but I want games to start. But also, the optimism is fair because, the change in quarterback, it's the unexpected where, there's all this hype surrounding Kamario Taylor, what he can be. You've seen we've seen the 1% of people that have, or we are the 1% of people who have actually seen them in practice and stuff. We get to see more than the public, but largely, we still really don't know what they have in Kamario Taylor, which is awesome and exciting because of the athleticism, the big arm. I mean, he's got all the tools to be a star. We've talked about this plenty. But I think the defense, you know, improving, the attitude that Arnett is bringing this to this team, I think is not just the defensive guys. I think it's the whole team, where he's kind of shifting it, where it's, hey, we're not soft Mississippi State that we've been the last 2 years. We're going to go out there and we're going to, you know, kick some you know what.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the Arnett thing is not just affecting his players. And with all the optimism, you know, they're confident and they feel like they can surprise some people. It wouldn't shock me if they win one of those games. Those are really tough, those five that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And the fact that four of them are in a row is brutal. But you would like to think in that four-game stretch, I mean, even last year, the team this year, I would like to believe, is significantly more talented than last year's team. I think they have better coaches and everything. But at home, they were competitive in almost every single game except for the – I mean, honestly, the Egg Bowl was close until about the third quarter. But outside of that Georgia game, they were right there with everybody they played. I mean, they lost every single one. But regardless, they play really well at home. And two of those four you mentioned are at Davis-Wade Stadium. It wouldn't shock me if I had to pick an upset of those games – I would probably say Oklahoma, but it wouldn't shock me if it was Alabama either.
Uh-oh, we lost him. Look at that face. Oh, my gosh, what a terrible freeze frame for him. I hope he gets back. We'll give it a second here. I'll tell you what, I'll just go ahead and move us into the ads. If he comes back, we'll keep going. Let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find the smoked Southern soul food. I can't stop laughing at his face there. If you're not watching this on YouTube, you're missing out. This is hilarious. Anyway, I hit both restaurants last week. Hit Two Brothers with our guy Carlo up there. Fantastic day at Two Brothers, man. I got some smoked wings and a couple of tacos. Delicious. And then Friday, I hit up the older brother with Robbie Falk, who, of course, is no longer with us. And it was awesome as well. I actually got a compliment on my food. This guy was next to me. He's like, that sandwich looks fantastic. I was like, I get it every time. Broke my sir. He's like, I thought about ordering, and I was like, eh. And he got the Reuben, which is still a great sandwich. But also, I noticed that noted ball knower Noah Mashburn was at the older brother. I was talking about how great it was. Brother, I've never done you wrong before. Don't you worry about that. When you want to eat a great meal, I can make it really easy on you. You just got to go to Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the older brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. Carlos, text me right now. Let me see. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. If you need technology for your business, call Advantage Business Systems today. If you need service, just call them right back. Talk to the same people. You know them. They know you because they're in Mississippi like you. If you've got an issue, a lot of times they can fix it the exact same day. And if you are looking for anything technology-wise for your business, copiers, printers, computers, laptops, whatever it is, Advantage Business Systems have it, and they've got you down the road with service after the sale. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go if you're looking for great Mississippi State gear. They've got it at Maroon & Co. Nobody with a bigger, better, wider selection than our friends over at Maroon & Co. They've got everything you're looking for, maroon and white, here in Starkville. We are just weeks away from the start of the college football season. You will be here in Starkville. You will be buying Mississippi State gear. Get it at Maroon & Co. because you can use our promo code THUNDER15. We'll save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Next time you're here in Starkville, which will be soon, make sure you're headed to Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want for less, and what you want is a John Deere mower. Guys, these late afternoon thunderstorms are upsetting the balance of trying to get the lawn mowed. But I'll tell you what, if you've got a John Deere zero turn, who cares? Get out there and mow the grass. It doesn't matter if it's wet or not. It's got that John Deere power. And if you got the big job to do, maybe a John Deere compact tractor is up the up your alley. Great deals, great financing available right now from our friends at Scruggs. Whatever you're looking for, Scruggs has got it. They really do and truly have what you want for less at Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden. Good Hope Land and Timber. That's the name to know, the name to trust when we're talking about land here in the state of Mississippi. If you're trying to buy or sell land right now, Good Hope Land and Timber is absolutely here to help you do that. Doesn't matter if it's a couple hundred or a couple thousand acres, Good Hope Land and Timber has got you taken care of. And if you're already a landowner and you just need help managing your land, managing your timber, your resources, they can certainly help you with that. They're just a phone call away. They're experts in their field. Make them experts in your field. 601-442-9888, or you can visit them online, g-hope.com. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. All right, we've got Carlo back. Make sure, Carlo, you go and watch on YouTube so you can see what your face was when your video froze up, because it was really funny.
Oh, geez.
You. All right. When we cut out there, we were talking about State getting one of these upset games. And you were talking about how you probably predicted to be Oklahoma, but Alabama was one that you had an eye on as well.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt that those players were juiced about it. They talked about that Alabama game at Media Days. I wasn't there, but I just kept seeing, Kamario talk about how he was excited to play in the game, and Anthony Evans says he's excited to play in it. I mean, Brian, if they're rolling and it's week five and, students are there loud and early, that's a rivalry that a lot of people haven't seen go State's way, I think, since, 2007?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they want to change. Well, people think of Mississippi State football is very much overshadowed over the last 2 years, how they've not been the best. Last season was a lack of taking advantage of opportunities and winning games you should have. 2024 was just a complete mess from the start. They want to change that, and I think getting an upset win like that is something they're more motivated to do. Not that they weren't motivated in the past, but I think this one, with the towns being so close to each other, they haven't won in a long time. That would be one that I wouldn't be as surprised as maybe some other people. Also, you have to think, whoever Kalen DeBoer throws out there, I mean, that's going to be their first time playing with cowbells. That's going to be their fifth start of their career.
Yeah.
I mean, That and you're going to an SEC road environment, which is very underrated. I mean,
I was wondering, you got me wondering there, was that going to be the first road game? It is not for Alabama. They do go to Kentucky in week two, which you do that. Kentucky is a underrated. Have you been up there?
I have not.
It's an underrated environment. I'll say that. Really? When Kentucky is got it going, especially it's another one. It's kind of like Jordan-Hare. It's like or Williams-Brice. Like at night, Kroger's Field is one that that can get you a little bit. So
funny you said, because Ole Miss played their week two last year, and they barely won that game.
They scraped by. So
Kings were barely. I mean, they weren't even
Kentucky.
In the same kind of thing.
I'll just say this: Alabama going to Kentucky in week two with a quarterback who at best is going to probably have played three quarters of football, right? Because they play East Carolina the first week. Not going to probably play the whole game. I'm not saying anything here. All right, I'm not saying Kentucky's going to win that game. I'm just saying they could make it interesting and uncomfortable for four quarters. Will Stein's going to have that team pumped up and say, this is a really big opportunity for us. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. The other thing, let's try to think of some other takeaways from practice. I, of course, as everyone else has, have seen all the Aiden Williams hype. There was Aiden Williams hype a year ago. But I will say this, the talent has never been the question with Aiden Williams. And he's one of those unusual players that is a better practice player. Like he has good practices, but when the lights come on, something has always just been missing for him. But, and I asked Lebby about this, the depth in that receiver room. I really believe Anthony Evans is going to have a huge year. There's no question about that. Whoever's on the other side, be it Marquise Johnson or Zion Ragans, the speed guy, there are going to be a lot of opportunities for him with Kamario Taylor throwing the football. Can that third receiver step up and be, again, we're not talking about a guy who catches 75 passes here, but can you get a 40 catch, 750 yard, six touchdown year out of the guy on that side of the ball? If you can get that, if Aiden Williams or San Francisco McGee, be whoever it is, can do that, then this offense is going to be really tough to stop. Because I believe they're going to be able to run the football with Camario. Just having that extra guy in the running game, the quarterback that the defense has to account for, it just gives you so much in the running game. But the passing game, you know, again, the slot receiver is always going to be open in this offense. The deep ball is always going to be open in the offense. This position we're talking about, this is the guy who's making the tough catches over the middle, the slants, the quick outs, the quick comeback routes, and you know, try to turn a 7-yard play in where you break a tackle and then it becomes a 15-yard play. That's what they want Aiden Williams to be. I don't know if he's going to get there or not, but the, you know, out of practice, at least it feels like he's prepared himself to have a big season.
Well, you want to talk about clips? They posted that one the other day.
Yeah, great. I mean, great catch.
Yeah, it was great.
But I always say the same thing. They're called highlight tapes for a reason. They're highlights. Yeah. Like, let me see the whole practice.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a good point. But the hype is definitely real. I feel like if there's a year for anybody to step up, McGee, you know, has been on the team for a while. Williams has been on the team for a while. I mean, this is their time. There's no one that's in front of them other than Anthony Evans. So if there's a time for them to step up, I mean, it's now. They have sneaky depth at wide receiver, I think. You know, they've got the speed guys. They've got the short yards guys. They've got the veteran in the room that's going to, you know, no question, kind of lead the group both, you know, as a leader, but also with on the field production. I think they're going to be fine at receiver. And what's good for State is that a lot of these guys haven't played very much, so people don't really know what they've got here. You know, especially you're not going to learn a lot against ULM if you're, you know, Minnesota or you're South Carolina. You're going to learn a lot in those week two and three games, kind of who's playing. But again, at that point, it's still early in the season. They might still be, I don't want to say rotating guys in, but, you know, if someone's just killing them that day, might leave them in, you know, maybe not so hot the next game.
You know this as well as I do, that Levy's not a huge rotation guy. Like, he's going to play five guys at most at receiver. Evans will play. Williams or McGee will play. Johnson or Ragens will play. Grayson Harris will get a few catches. That's about it. It's not like it was under Mike Leach a few years back, where you were 9 and 10 guys catching, you know, 15 to 20 passes a year. That's just not going to happen. I think in a best case scenario in the Jeff Lebby offense, you have as many guys with 80+ carries as you do with guys having 20+ catches. I mean, that's he wants more running back by committee than he does wide receiver committee.
Yeah, I agree.
So, long way to go. Practice just getting started. Schedule this week is, I believe we talked to Levy again on Wednesday, and then we'll talk to him again Sunday after the first scrimmage of the year. So, Carlo, will you be back for that?
Well, is it during the day or night?
It's at night. On Sunday, you won't be back next week?
Well, it depends what the time is. I don't know. I'm coming back.
We're supposed to talk to him at 6:45 next Sunday.
Oh, I might be back for that. We'll see. I don't know.
I was going to say, one way or the other, we're going to record after that we talk to Lebby. So we'll have that audio for you, and we'll know what he said after State's first scrimmage of the spring. All right. Go ahead and give you guys a heads up about Tuesday. If you haven't heard already, the Not Fall Camp Tour presented by Pearl River Resort will be here in Starkville. We'll be live at the landing, 3 o'clock. Live guest, Zach Selman, will be there to come talk to us. Coach Sam Purcell will be our other live guest. He'll come join us at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. Plus, we've got interviews that are going to be loaded up. I've already talked to Isaac Smith. Talked to Sam West, MSU tight end Sam West. Talked to Jeff Lebby earlier today. And tomorrow, on Monday, I am scheduled to talk with Coach Chris Jans and Coach Brian O'Connor. So we should have a lot of great interviews. Plus, we're going to have some great stuff to give away. We've got some really cool Super Talk hats, including some maroon and white ones. For this Starkville remote, and then we've got some stuff, some awesome packages from Pearl River Resort. We're talking about a free night stay at Pearl River Resort, free round of golf over at Dancing Rabbit, free meal over at Philip M's, one of the best restaurants in the state of Mississippi. Come and see us. Come see me and Borky. Come hang out with us. Of course, we're at the landing too, so you can come out, Enjoy the rooftop. Enjoy a cold beer. Enjoy some great food. It's all right there for you, right there in the Kine District. 3 o'clock on Tuesday. Please come out and say hello to us. I'll have all of those interviews, by the way, here on the podcast feed. So if you miss Sports Talk Mississippi, you can just get your interviews right here on Thunder and Lightning. We've got a lot of interviews this week on Thunder and Lightning because we got all that stuff. We've got two opponent previews to do. We're going to get Alabama and Missouri done because we missed one last week. Plus, who knows what else we'll throw in here as we go along.
You could ask O'Connor about his Bitcoin. We could talk about that.
I planned to mention a little crypto talk with Brian O'Connor. You know, so I don't know a whole lot about a crypto coach. Why don't you tell me about it? Because
clearly he does.
Yeah, he's an expert on it. But I don't. Have you seen? By the way, so I think you may have seen this. Some Ole Miss fan has grabbed. So the guy who took his account changed the name to some sort of Elon Musk Glazer or whatever, I don't know. And so Coach Oak MSU was back open. Some, I think it's an Ole Miss fan grabbed it because they named it Coach. They said Coach Choke Connor, and put it, you know, where it says location. It says DM me to get this back. So I'm pretty sure we're just going to see a Coach Oak _ MSU pretty soon. We're not. I don't think we don't negotiate with terrorists. Is we'll just put it that way. So. We'll see how that goes. I'll talk to him. I will get a laugh out of him about that. So that's going to be a great show on Tuesday. Please come out and check us out. I'll be back on Sports Talk Mississippi later today, bringing balance back to the force. And I'll talk to you guys then. For Carlo Barone, I'm Brian Adad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.